the Andy Summer Show here on 92.5 XTU, along with Andy and Dave Cruz. Good news for Marion Linwood. She is a finalist to go to Crash My Playa, hang out with Luke Bryan, Jason Aldean on the beach in Mexico. And right off the bat, she scores a pair of tickets to Little Big Town when they come to town
all
in
right.
January.
We'll give you another chance to do that coming up after 9 this morning.
And it's all brought to you by Independence Blue Cross. Enroll today at IBX.com.
Is it now?
Sure is.
So it's funny because, Dave, we keep talking about this, about people who have weird jobs. If you have a weird job, we would love to hear from you this morning, 215-263-6700. And the reason that we're finally talking about it this morning is because there's this woman named Charna Raleigh who quit her job as an administrative assistant in order to eat food on YouTube.
Like, how is that a thing you can do and make a living?
Because when you're on YouTube, you get sponsors and the commercials run and that sort of thing. And I mean, so like the YouTubers that my kids watch mm-hmm. are like millionaires. You know, they make so much money.
So people are paying this woman just to watch her eat.
Well, they're not. No, they're people are okay. watching her YouTube channel.
Okay. And she
and
gets
her
so many
YouTube
views.
Channel,
so, okay.
Right. Has advertisements. And that's where she gets the money.
Why would people want to watch her eat?
I don't know. That's weird. Right. But yeah. And but here's the thing. She chows down on 5,000 calorie meals while people are watching her. Her goal is to eat a 10,000 calorie meal.
Oh, my God.
I mean, that's just an unhealthy life decision right there.
Yeah. And the odd thing is she can make a living doing it.
Right.
I mean.
So that is a weird job. I was at a wedding over the weekend. And this is how this conversation, because this gets brought up like once a month in the studio. In the summer, I went to a wedding. And the DJ, that was his side hustle, is doing DJing weddings. His real job. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
He's an Italian ice taste tester.
What?
Yes. He works for a company and they make flavors and he tests them to like for quality control.
No way.
That is his job.
He gets paid?
Yes.
To eat Italian ice all day?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Crazy, right? That's his living.
He has us all beat.
I know.
That's the job.
I know.
That is the
and he's
job.
Super fit and stuff, so it's not like he's like this heavy, dumpy
right.
guy who's just eating ice cream all day. No.
Wow, I want to talk to him to find out at what point in your life does that direction even open up to you?
I know. How do you even get that job?
Right.
I don't know. It's funny.
That is fantastic. I have a cousin, and just, I had no idea what he does. I thought he sold IT or something like that. We talked just a weekend ago. He trains people how to drive their supercars. So, like, these millionaires will buy their McLarens and their Porsche 911s, but they have no idea how to drive it.
Right, because,
so,
yeah,
they bring it to him, and he does some slower laps, like 60 to 80 miles an hour, to show them how to handle the car and everything. And then if they want, he does hot laps, and he just opens it up.
Oh, my gosh.
That's his job. He gets paid to just drive other people's supercars.
That is brilliant. So does he own a supercar?
He has a Viper that's
okay.
up there.
So
he scared me to death once when I had to go.
Is he certified to do this? If there's some sort of training, or is it just like he thought, you people have so much money, of course you're going to give me some of it.
And they do.
So that you can learn, so I can teach you how to drive these cars. That is brilliant.
Right. That sounds terrifying. I'm more on the Italian ice job side.
Well, yeah, a lot less risk.
A lot less
I
vomit.
Think,
yeah.
and vomiting. Yeah, we have a coworker here. She works part-time from one of the radio stations in our little cluster. And she went on a cruise about a month ago. And I was like, oh, man, you're going on a cruise. Where are you going? She was like, well, it's for work because she said she has to fireproof the curtains. And I was like, what, do you just go room to room? Like, how do you do that? And she said, no, for the theater. Like, her family is very theatrical.
Okay.
They're all involved in the theater. And so she got to go on this week-long cruise for free because they don't stop. They're not going to stop the cruise in order for her to come up and do this. So they put her on the ship. And then when they're not using the curtains, would go to the stage and fireproof them. And then, but she'd have the rest of the time
she gets
to just be on the cruise.
Like, how
and
is that
she
even
got
a
paid.
Thing?
So they flew her to California, put her on the cruise. She did the curtains, which took 2 days, and then had the rest of the time, and then they flew her back home.
What are the rest of us doing? We're doing it all wrong.
We are doing it all wrong.
We want to hear about your strange jobs. 215-263-6700. Good morning and welcome to the Andy Summer Show here on 92.5 XT with Andy and Dave Cruz. And this morning we're talking about weird jobs because we all seem to know somebody who does something a little odd.
That's right? Unusual. Yeah. And Larry, I mean, for as unusual as you are anyway, you also have an unusual job, don't you?
Yes, I used to be an outrider. I'm retired now, but I used to catch the horses at the parks, Atlantic City. I was I was a cowboy. I reached out and grabbed the reins when they were out of control with the jockeys or out of control running loose in the morning.
See, that's one of those things that you just don't even realize you need someone for that.
Right.
Yeah, but of course you do.
Well, it was exciting. Hey, guys, I need your thoughts and prayers. I just got diagnosed on Monday with leukemia.
Oh, Larry, I'm so sorry.
That's okay. I plan on beating it.
Yes, you will.
Yes, you will, Larry.
Nobody has a stronger spirit than you, buddy.
You bet, man. Our thoughts are with you.
Keep us posted, okay?
Thank you, guys.
We love you.
Thank you, Larry.
Love you. Love your show.
Thanks, Larry.
All right, Priscilla, we're talking about strange jobs. Do you have one or do you know someone who has one?
I think that I have one. I am actually an Olympic high jumper. So when most people think of track and field, they think about obviously Usain Bolt. But I actually run in the shape of a J and jump over backwards and hurdle my body over backwards.
And so this is your job? Like,
that is my full-time 24/7 job. Yes.
So every day you're just running and jumping and running and jumping.
Yeah, I'm always, like, working out and taking care of my body, obviously. But, yeah, it always consists of me going over a bar backwards.
How do you
get as high as possible.
How do you make money doing that, though?
So my country pays me, and then the, like, little sponsorships that I have.
Okay, would that be us, by the way? Are we your country?
Actually, no. I live in the U.S., but I have dual citizenship, and so I represent the country of Antigua and Barbuda.
Wow.
And so it's like a salaried job? Like you get a paycheck?
Yeah. Yes. They give me a paycheck every 4 months. Yep.
And you get to live here.
Sum of money.
Why don't you live there?
They actually don't have a legal track. So I was born in the U.S. I was born in New York City. And so now I actually just got married a couple months ago. And he works at Wildwood High School. And so that's where I am, in Wildwood.
Oh, my God. And the next Olympics, is it 2020 in Japan?
Yes.
Is that right?
Okay. It is in Japan. It's in Tokyo. Yes, it is. So I'm really, very excited. But I thought it was a weird job. Most people think it's really cool. But for me, like, I can't, you know, talk about my 9-to-5 because that's exactly what I do.
Right. Nobody can relate to that.
Andy hasn't blinked since you started talking.
Well, here's the thing, Priscilla. I did high jump when I was in high school, right? And I was pretty good. But my daughter, and she does track and field, but she also plays volleyball now because she's nice and tall and stuff. And I always tell her, like, keep up with the volleyball because when you're an adult, you don't want to be like me. I can't say to my friends, hey, what do you guys want to do this weekend? You want to go high jump with me? Like, but right. You can play volleyball at any time, right. You know?
Oh, trust. Nobody ever, everyone's like, can we work out with you? But no one's ever like, hey, you want to go jump?
I'm Priscilla, like, no, you found your girl. I will go jump with you.
I just found my new BFF.
Yes!
Honestly, like, I did volleyball as well, and so now I just kind of kept with it, like, and I stuck with it, and so now I'm 30, and I'm still jumping.
Wow. Are
so
you super tall?
It's been an awesome career. I'm only 5'10", so most of my competition is, like, 6 foot plus.
How do you train? So do you, like, jump over Camrys? Like, I don't know.
I can. Like, I can. I mean, my best is 6'3", so I can jump pretty high, but hopefully this year I'll jump about 6'5".
Oh my God!
Yeah.
We have to get Priscilla in and have her jump over stuff. Would you be willing to do that, Priscilla?
I could totally do that. That'd be awesome. Back in the day, like the 80s, it would jump over like Cadillacs. Like that was like the guy's thing to do. But I will absolutely come in and we can just test to see what I can jump over. Absolutely.
Oh my
fantastic.
God.
I feel like that'd be an awesome segment.
Would be great. So hold on, Priscilla. We're going to put you on hold. Don't you go anywhere. We got to get your info, okay?
She's like living my dream. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
Hold on, Priscilla. That's fantastic.
I am overwhelmed. Okay, we actually have a special guest in the studio who has another really cool, awesome job that has something to do with the show Friends. And so we're going to talk to him coming up in the X-Files next.
The Andy Summers Show.
This is the People's Country Show. Is that cool with y'all?
On 92.5 XTU. Love you. Love your show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.